Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Gulcher, dictating an endoscopy report on Sabrina Manny, date of birth 7/14/1999. Date of procedure is June 11, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Gulcher. Do you have a referring physician? Is Dr. Janelis Aviles Aguilar. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy colfaction. Indication is midriatic acid abdominal pain, comma, bloating, comma, bright red blood production, comma, alternating stools, constipation, diarrhea, and change in bowel habits. Next slide. Description of procedure and formal symptoms of pain period. Possible complications of procedure including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possibility of missing lesions, such as a malignancy or also for the patient. Patient is brought to endoscopy suite, place in the lower position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitoring anesthesia care. Well lubricated normal sedioscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination was made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, junction, esophagus. Period. Retroflex view is obtained at the cardiac period. Air resection from the stomach before duodenoscope. Patient was then turned around in left lateral position. A digital rectal exam was performed. A well-lubricated video colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced under direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal or ileocecal valve confluence of the folds. Period. The terminal ileum was intubated and evaluated. Careful examination of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum. A retroflex view was obtained at the rectum period. Boston dot prep score is graded as A. Two dash three comma seven. Here's the patient's procedure well without any complications. Findings. At upper endoscopy, the proximal metastasis appeared on remarkable next line. The Z line was irregular at 36 centimeters from the bite block with evidence of LA grade C ulcerative esophagitis. Some biopsies are obtained for further evaluation and histology next line. There was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Biopsies are obtained in the anterior body for histology and through a lot of H. pylori next line. Upon entering the stomach, there was evidence of a significant amount of clear liquid. Some of this was suctioned aggressively prior to proceeding with the remainder of the procedure. Next slide. There's evidence of duodenal bulb erythema. This was biopsied separately for histology. Next slide. Otherwise, in Merkel's duodenum, the D2 portion. Some biopsies are obtained to relax celiac disease. Next slide. At colonoscopy, next slide. The terminal ileum, comma, last 5 centimeters appeared on Merkel. Next slide. Boston dot prep score is greater than 7, comma, 2-2-3. Comma, good prep. Next slide. Random colon biopsies are obtained on the right and left colon for further evaluation of the diarrhea. Next line, there were two diminished sigmoid colons SL pouch from a cold biopsy colectomy. Next line, there was an area of sigmoid erythema that was biopsied for histology. Next line, there was a diminished rectal SL pouch from a cold biopsy colectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion. That were small, comma, hypertrophied anal papillae. Next line, plan, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy. Repeat endoscopy in 3 months, following treatment with PPI BID for 2 months, and then PPI daily following for the ulcerative esophagitis. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years, pending path. Next line, recommend avoidance of NSAIDs. Anti-reflux precautions were explained. Next line. Recommend a high-fiber diet with good water intake, as well as fiber supplements. Next line, follow-up menopause as previously scheduled. Thank you.